I'm very happy to be here today, and today I'm going to preach a Christmas message. I guess 'tis the season. I'm going to preach on gifts. Please turn in your Bibles to Genesis chapter 2. Genesis chapter 2. Genesis chapter 2, verse 18. And the Lord God said, "It is not good that a man should be alone. I will make him a helpmeet for him." Please skip down to verse 21 through 22. 21 through 22. And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept, and he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh instead, therefore. And the rib which the Lord God had taken from a man made he a woman and brought it unto the man. God gives us the gift of family. We have many forms of family. We have our physical family that we're born into, our moms or dads, our brothers or sisters. We should be thankful for them, because God could stick you with anybody, but he specially made your siblings and your parents for you. And another family is our church family. We have a very good church family. There's other church families where they have rock bands on the stage and tons of wild singers, but we have this church family. And if you know me, you know I love pets. And pets can also be like family. Another gift God gives us is the gift of safety. Please turn to Genesis chapter 6. Genesis chapter 6. All you should have to do is flip the page. Genesis chapter 6, verse 7 through 8. And the Lord said, "I will destroy man who I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast, and the creeping thing, and the fowl of the air, for it repented me that I have made them." But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. God kept Noah safe and his family safe in the ark of the God. God gives us safety too. I remember once we were going to, I don't know where we were going. Where was it? We were going to get parts. My dad had a classic car, and my dad saw a cheap car that was like it. So we went to go get that car so we could use it for spare parts. Basically, we were driving on the road. Not many people were on it. Well, it took us on this detour, and it put on a good 4 minutes onto our trip. But I guess we pulled back onto the main road, and I guess just 4 minutes ahead of us was a huge accident. Semis were rolled over sideways on the interstate. On both sides, there were trucks in the ditch. Helicopters were landing on the road. There were ambulances everywhere. Police officers were checking everybody to see if they knew what happened, and all kinds of stuff. And if God wouldn't have controlled the GPS and took us on that detour, we would have been smushed. God controls the GPS. God gives us the gift of serving. Please turn to 2 Kings chapter 2. 2 Kings chapter 2. 2 Kings chapter 2, verses 8 through 15. And Elijah took his mantle and wrapped it together and smote the water, and they were divided hither and thither, so that they too went over on dry ground. And it came to pass, when they were gone over, Elijah said unto Elisha, Ask what I shall do for thee before I am taken away from thee. And Elijah said, I pray thee, let a double portion of thy spirit be upon me. And he said, Thou hast asked a hard thing. Nevertheless, if thou see me when I am taken, from thee, it shall be so unto thee. But if not, it shall not be so. And it came to pass, as they still went on and talked, that behold, there appeared a chariot of fire and horses of fire, and parted them both asunder. And Elijah went up in a whirlwind into heaven. And Elijah saw it, and he cried, My father, and he cried, My father, a chariot of Israel, and the horsemen therefore. And he saw him no more. And he took hold of his own clothes and rent them into pieces. He took up also the mantle of Elijah that fell from him, and went back and stood by the bank of Jordan. And he took the mantle of Elijah and that fell from him, and smote the water, and said, Where is the Lord God of Elijah? And when he also had smitten the water, they parted hither and thither, and Elijah went over. And the sons of the prophets, which were to view at Jericho, saw him. They said, The spirit of Elijah doth rest on Elisha. And they came to meet him, and bowed themselves down on the ground before him. Elijah and Elisha served God together, and God gave Elijah a double portion of a serving spirit. It is a privilege to serve Almighty God. God could use angels, but he chooses to use us, even though we sin. Elijah trained Elisha to serve God. And he can use you to train young people in Sunday school or at VBS. There are many ways to serve God at Calvary Baptist Church. Our last point is the greatest gift of all, the gift of salvation. If you please turn to Luke chapter 2. Luke chapter 2, verses 8 through 14. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger. And suddenly there is with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill to men. Please skip down to verse 17. And when they had seen it, they made known aboard the saying which was told to them concerning the child. Jesus came to earth so he could die on the cross for our sins. Whenever I leave the milk out or I forget to shut the door on a car, my dad says jokingly, Were you born in a barn? Well, Jesus could say he was. But Jesus left the splendor of heaven to be born in a manger to give us the greatest gift of all, the gift of salvation. If you have never accepted this gift, please do it today. So in conclusion, let's remember and be thankful for the gifts God gives us. The gift of family, the gift of safety, the gift of serving, and the gift of salvation. Let's pray. Dear Jesus, thank you for today, and thank you that everybody got to come out. And thank you for the food we had a little bit ago. And thank you that we have such a good church. And please help my grandpa to feel better. And thank you for today. In Jesus' name, amen.